Happy Friday and welcome to Sometimes You Crit, a Dungeons & Dragons 5e Real Play podcast. We are here for our 17th episode of Season 2. My name is Jim and I am your Dungeon Master. I'd like to introduce all our players along with the question of the week. We're going to do this every week from now on. Just have a really quick question for our cast. I didn't even tell them about it beforehand. So what was the first character you ever played in D&D? And Chris, you are up first.
Oh, that's easy. That was Drott Carlton, a half-orc warrior, fighter, who was just there to hit things and take damage. Actually, Jim, you were part of that game.
Which one was that?
That was with Mrs.
The DM. There. Yeah, the DM that shall not be named.
Oh, okay. Well, I named her, so you can bleep that out in the recording.
Okay.
But I
that was your first character, huh?
Yes, dude. So I played, like I said, I played for about 3 days before the world decided to just shut down. And right. I was like, well, I'm going to take this guy that I've already learned how to play. And when I get a new group, I'm just going to play him again. Because I didn't know anything and everyone was unavailable to help me.
Cool.
So it was, it changed his backstory a little bit and just small mechanical tweaks. But it was that same character.
Great. That's very interesting. And we're just going to do this tonight. We're not going to do it your own characters because we're doing your previous characters. So next up, Cole. How you doing, Cole? What was your first character?
Hey, my first character was a halfling bard dual wielding rapiers.
Ooh.
So that was a fun mechanic because it was kind of weird because on the one hand, like I wanted to cast spells from the back line, but on the other hand, I wanted to get up in people's faces and hit them. So, it was really interesting, and it was fun visual effect in my imagination of having this small guy just basically spinning these rapiers around, kind of like a portable blender kind of type.
Very nice. Okay. All right. Next up, Ian.
Hello. I'm Ian. Oh, Jesus Christ. I forgot what we're doing. I'm like, am I introducing myself? Am I answering a question? What's going on?
Yes.
I'm so thrown off.
Yes.
Ian, you're having such a rough day, dude. What a
weird day.
Wow.
Having a day. You know who I'm playing, but my first character was like a shadow sorcerer. I started him off being just wanted to be like a debuffer type of guy, puts the guys to sleep and stuff, but I don't know, for some reason I became like the super caster of the group and now I'm just like death dealer. I still play him, actually. It's been two and a half years I've been playing that character.
That's nice. Cool.
Very good. Okay. Next up we have Mark.
Hello, I'm Mark. I'm playing Traxie Bags. I'm a goblin and I am a bard. Level 4. And my first character, oh my God, you're going back to like grade school days. And I used to play up in the bedroom of a friend of mine's house with, you know, the original red box set. And we didn't even think of like character names and, you know, role play was just a nice thought. You know, it's like just roll dice. It's really cool.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I probably just played a fighter. It's really hard to remember back that far because I'm ancient. So anyways, that's what I did.
Very nice. Okay, and last but not least, we have Rebecca.
Hey, I'm Rebecca. I play Gilly, the firbolg barbarian. And like Mark, it was way back. And the first character I played, oh, the group needed a healer, so I played a cleric, and they weren't like clerics are now. It was strictly healing. That's all clerics did back then.
Oh, yeah. So. Absolutely. Yeah. My first character, I played for a long time, like, I don't know, 15, 20 years. I just kept him wherever I went. I played a new character, or I just dropped him in. His name was Wald, and he was a human fighter. And when I was in the Marines, I had him and he was getting up there fairly high level. And he had gotten a girdle of storm giant strength. So he was super strong. And he started dual wielding, which was a little different mechanic back in the old days of AD&D. And the DM accidentally just threw in as a little thing, that random treasure, a ring of vampiric regeneration. And if you've never heard of that in the old time, every time you dealt damage, you received half of that damage back. So my character was regularly dealing 40, 50, 60 points of damage per round and getting half of that back. He was a whirling dervish in battle. Lots of fun playing that guy. I want to go back and play him again. Okay, so we need a rating review still, please. You know, we're going to talk about it at the end, but please, please, please come on and do it for us. We have our Patreon. We have our Map of Lambrelli. I haven't updated in the last week, but it's okay. It'll be updated soon. And you can see where everyone's going. We also have there, now the Map of Lambrelli is in the public section, in the paid section. We've got Pebble's Journal, which Ian writes for us every week. And we post that up there. And it's basically a recap of the adventure from Pebble's, should I say unique point of view? I'll go with unique.
Yeah, I'm pretty low to the ground, so yeah, sure.
You're pretty low to the ground, exactly. We'd also like to let everyone know that we are now an affiliate for Metallic Dice Games. We just got with these people. We're in discussion with them about some dice that we can do for some giveaways and things. If you go to our Discord server, we have a Discord server now. And you can see it, you can find it on our link tree. It's a lot easier than me trying to describe how to get to it. We have links to their site. You can use the code SOMETIMESY10. You get 10% off your purchase from them. And we're going to be doing some giveaways, like I said, so stick around and see what happens. Okay, so every week we roll for a recap at the end of the show. And last week, once again, really weirdly, Rebecca won. So Rebecca, let's see what you got to say.
All right. Again, from Gilly's point of view.
Which is high up.
Yeah, real high. So we meet the drow who has Brian, and he says he will trade Brian for the stiletto, but he calls it the assassin's blade. And we have 48 hours to decide. He also says something about how he's Kingfisher's son. I don't know. But when we go back home, we see that Salutations is packed. It must be because of the River King's wrath is tonight. So Nico goes to check it out, and he sees that Filetti is there. So we all decide to go in and try to talk to Filetti, and she calls us over, and I try to make nice with her. I really did. I really did, but boy, I can't tell you. She pissed me off so bad. Y'all know I got a bad temper. So they ended up sending me away while they negotiated with her. And apparently they've made some deal with her too. And now we have 48 hours to decide on that. So we got a lot to do. Well, we went home and we waited for the River King's wrath. And all we saw was this fog come in and we heard some screams. And then it just like we went to bed and it was over. But the next morning, we go and look at the bulletin board, and there's something about, or some plank left. So there's a reward if you can decipher it. So I think that's what we're going to try to do.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. All right. So you guys, when last we were here, you guys were out at the message board, mm-hmm. and you had seen the message concerning the River God's wrath. I think Rebecca called it River King's wrath, but it's a River God's wrath.
Whatever.
Don't make my God a king. Okay. Don't make my God
I'll
a king.
Make them whatever I want. So oh, there.
Whatever. So you guys are out there. It is early-ish in the day. I think you guys got up a little bit late this day because you stayed up late to see the River God's wrath. So it's, I think we decided the last episode is like 10, 11 o'clock. So what would you like to do?
I'd like to go check out the River King's plank.
Yeah.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
It's going to be one of those nights, huh?
Hey, you're the one that threw the surprise question at us.
Right.
We're just getting you back.
To be fair, I did send that out to you 10 minutes before we started.
10 minutes before we started. I was like, Pam, I got to remember that. I did. I was like, when did we decide on this question?
It was still a good one.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you guys are going to head over towards the arena. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep. A handsome reward might be the way out of our predicament the next day.
Yeah, the Empress owes us a favor.
We need all the help we can get.
Yes, you do. So you guys start heading over towards the arena, and you have to cross a bridge to get over there. And as you're walking basically through the forge, there is an increased traffic. And I believe the only person that's been over in this area so far was Pebble, correct?
Yeah, I was over there. The Pickpocket Guild is
Pickpocket Guild, right. So you went through this area, and I think it was basically during the daytime you went through here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you went through, like, there was a certain amount of like foot traffic that was going on. There is a lot more. You see the arena, you see the entrances to the arena. There are a lot of them. They're all closed off except for one. And there is a line at that one to get in. And you see people, and people are like getting nervous, and they're saying, "But no, I will be able to get the answer. No, but I will be able to get the answer." And they're, you know, fights start, and it's, you know, it's probably 100 people in line right now. What would you like to do?
Is there a fast pass line?
Are you looking for a fast pass line?
Yes.
I do not see a fast pass line, but you know,
all right.
Nothing that says fast pass on it. I can tell you that.
Is there someone? Is there someone like manning the line?
I knew we should have been here for the rope drop. Why did we have to wait sleep so late?
Well, they charge for fast passes now, but Pebble, maybe if you like express some gas, it might clear out the crowds.
Did you say gas?
I did. I mean, you eat dirt, so how does it come out the backside?
What? How? Even if I did eat dirt, how does that make gas? Dirt, you don't get gas from dirt.
Who says it comes out the backside?
I don't know.
There could be some nitrogen in there.
I don't eat dirt. It could be nitrogen-rich dirt. I mean.
Oh, hold on. Should I turn into a skunk and just spray the line down?
Thank you. I was very uncomfortable with the way the direction that conversation was heading in.
I was thinking that this might be like a Franco de Barrister situation. Is there like somebody around that might be able to get us through a line quicker?
Frank, so tell me exactly what you're looking for, Cole.
Well, I guess like you mentioned, like, what do you guys want to do? I mean, like when we were at the guild courthouse, you know, there are all the lawyers outside. Like, I can get you in faster. I'll represent you. Is there somebody
a bouncer?
What?
Well,
what?
There's somebody like,
so you're looking around. Someone manning the line. Let's just go bribe him.
Exactly.
That'd work too.
Cole, roll investigation, Cole, since you said that's what you were doing.
That is a 14.
All right. You're looking, and it seems that there is an area where people that are not in the line are sort of peeled off to. And there's a bunch of like kind of makeshift tents that were like popped up off to the side, and people are sort of coming and going into that area.
Okay. Can I go check that area out?
Absolutely. Yeah, you walk over there and you see people, and there's a little bit of pushing and shoving going on over here. People are trying to get up to the front, and you see that there are different people they're talking to. And all these people appear to be lawyer-ish looking.
Do I see Franco in the crowd?
You know, you hear, "Well, hello! Franco the Barrister! Attorney at large."
"Hey, Franco. Nice to see you. I was wondering if you knew how to get us in the arena a little faster. Look at this plank from the River God's wrath last night."
Yes. I did not even expect to be here tonight, so I'm hoping that the voice is right. But here we are. So, yes, of course. Just remember, Franco the Barrister can get things done.
"Yeah, you can. I was wondering, like, if we could do a flat rate situation here."
"Well, of course we can do a flat rate situation. I love flat rate situations. So, let me see. There are 5 of you, and there is a special entrance for people that, like me, that can get people in. So, I would say for the low, low price of 40 gold pieces, I can get you inside ahead of everybody else.
Guys, what do you think? 40 gold, skip the line?
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
We've got a very busy day ahead of us. I don't think we have time to stand in line all day.
That seems kind of high.
Well, I mean, we're skipping 100 people here.
I will tell you, the line you were in, like, it took you a little while to come over here and you find Franco and everybody look around. The line you were in has not moved.
Is there a guy at the sign at the end of the line saying 4 hours wait from this point?
Yes, he's, you know how they do it at some parks where they like will hand somebody like a little tag that where, mm-hmm. they, where they do that. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would assume that his is going to say, just like you said, the line ahead is approximately a 4 hour wait.
Yeah, that this will be all day. This will be our day if we stand in line.
Plus, there might be somebody that's in that line that might be able to solve the or explain whatever situation is going on with the plank before us.
That's a good point, too.
Do we have 40 gold pieces?
We should.
I know that you guys took everything you own. If I remember correctly, you guys have everything with you now because you picked everything up out of your little hidey hole and everything else.
I think gold-wise we do.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that gold bar gave us the shavings plus gold on top of that.
So if I remember correctly, the gold bar was worth a total of 500 gold pieces. And yes. 75 of that GP went to shavings for me.
Yes.
So yep. If we broke it out evenly, then everybody should get 100 gold pieces and I would get 25 gold pieces. Is that correct?
Yes. Sounds good to me.
All right. Then, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot. I don't have the gold bar written down. That's my bad.
Yeah, so since we sold it, everybody should have taken a 100 GP boost, except for me, because I wanted the gold shavings for our mm-hmm. K-Mock.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, then, yeah, I'm game. Let's do it.
All right, so that would be, what are we talking about? Eight gold apiece?
Yep.
All right, 8 gold apiece. And you hand over your gold to Franco? He says, yep. Okay, guys, watch me work. And he starts heading completely away from the entrance everyone's going to.
Great.
Are you following? Okay.
Hope this worked. Yeah.
We'll follow him.
We'll follow him. Yep.
Okay. So you follow Franco and he goes around the arena. You see a bunch of blocked off entrances. All right. And all the entrances that are blocked off, they're usually basically kind of wide open. Pebble, I guess you would have noticed. Kind of like the old Colosseum in Rome would have been, where mm-hmm. there were just like, you know, there's just entrances everywhere that they can get the masses into the place and the masses out. And there would have been somebody standing outside if they were going to be doing this to collect the fees. These are all blocked off with guards at them. Franco just keeps on walking. He goes all the way around to the backside to just another one that looks like all the rest. And he walks up. He's like, all right, guys, give me a second. And you see him walk up to the guy and he said, just stay right here. And he goes up and you see him talking to somebody and he whispers to him and they're whispering back and forth. And there's some more whispers going on, more whispers. And then Franco reaches in his pocket and hands some money over to the guy. And the guy pulls back the little blockade that's leading into there. And Franco's like, okay, guys, the place is yours. Have fun. And remember, thank you for doing business with Franco de Barrister, attorney at large.
Thank you, Franco. We appreciate your services.
I appreciate your money.
You're awesome, man.
And then Franco just blends into the distance.
That was easy.
Yeah. And I was able to extract 40 gold from you.
Your favorite thing.
That's right.
Amazing what gold can get you in this city.
In any city, it's amazing what gold can get you. Okay, so you guys go in, and like I said, it is not dissimilar from the Colosseum. A huge, giant arena would probably hold, you know, I don't know if you would even have a guesstimate, over 10,000 people.
Yeah, okay.
Easily 10,000 people, probably more. And in the middle, the floor is completely dirt. And in the middle of the arena, surrounded by about maybe 100-ish people, is a plank. And it is hanging. There's like a, almost like a I don't want to say a guillotine, but like an area in the middle where there's boards going up in the air and across, and the plank is hanging down from it in the middle, almost
like a signpost, almost
kind of like a signpost, except it's hanging straight down.
Right.
So it's grabbing at the top and it's hanging straight down, and you see people, and there's people, no one's allowed to touch it. You see there's guards all around it, and they're like, have their like blades. They're like, hey, back up. But everyone is, you know, looking at it, and they're walking around it. They're staring at it. And you know, that's where it is.
Let's walk up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can, you know, by pushing your way in a little bit, you can get up to it, and I'm going to show you a picture of it right now. And I will show this to everyone on Discord eventually. And this is a long, waterlogged looking plank. And what you see is there's some sort of writing. And then there is kind of like a drawing kind of thing of what looks like a stone. Then you see some more writing. And this is from top to bottom. You see some more writing, but that next set of writing seems blurred. It seems a little bit scratched off. It seems like it's very hard to read. Then below that, you see a, oops, I just clicked off of it. Sorry. You see what looks like a picture of a cave, a drawing of a cave. Then you see what looks like an underground temple of some sorts. And then there is a red drawing at the bottom of some kind of a creature with red wings. And that's what you see.
Well, it's pretty obvious. Duh.
People have turned to you when you said that. Because they're writing down and you see people like looking over at you.
Well, I'm not going to say anything. If you can't read it, you're pretty dumb too.
Now they're looking furiously at it, and they're staring at it. They're looking, you know, and you hear people are mumbling to each other about it. And then people get up and they walk away, and they go to like a different part of the arena, and they talk about it a little bit. And you see them coming back, and they look at it, and they're talking about it. What would you like to do?
I actually have no clue what it means. I'm just.
Oh, I know.
Well, folks, my first guess, I guess, is I can't read the script. I'm assuming I can't read the script because it's not common.
What languages can you read?
Common, Dwarvish, and Gnomish.
Okay, you cannot read the script.
Right. Would anybody else be able to?
Common, Druidic, Elvish, Goblin, and Sylvan.
You cannot read the script. Three more of you.
Nothing that hasn't been mentioned for me.
Okay.
Celestial?
Same.
Nope. Was Celestial one of them?
Mm-mm.
How about Goblin?
Nope.
Okay, I'm done.
That's it, unless it's Thieves' Cant, which is not a written language.
Nope.
Okay.
Does anybody have any spells that would help?
I could cast Comprehend Languages, but I would need to touch the thing in order to read it.
Ooh, that's a problem.
Maybe we make a distraction?
Couldn't you turn him invisible?
Oh, yeah. We could do that.
I'd still have to get by these guys, and assuming there isn't some other protection.
Yeah, but Gilly could help you get by the guys.
That's not going to work.
Gilly, punch me.
Casting a spell breaks invisibility. So if he's invisible and he casts detect language on himself, he will become uninvisible.
Well, if I cast the spell first and then had invisibility cast on me, then it'd work fine.
There you go.
How long does comprehend languages last?
1 hour.
There you go.
Yeah, but
I'm still going to try and distract the guards.
That'd be a very dangerous path if I was caught.
Yeah.
Is there a bathroom we could use?
Yeah, because the comprehend language takes 10 minutes to cast.
I don't have it prepared.
Detect magic on to see if maybe they've got some other sort of magic shields or something blocking it.
Okay, so you are going to, in the middle of people, cast a spell?
No. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. Never mind. Never mind.
I'm just asking.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
Well, for basing it purely on the pictures itself, my guess, at least based on our experiences here in the city, is there's something funky going on underground between the stuff that we found with the trash monster, digs and such. People have said that Lumbrelli has a long, long history, or at least that's what I've heard in the Archaeologists Guild. My guess, as strange as it might seem, is there might be some sort of temple underground, like a demon type of a thing. I don't know. But based on the images here, you got a stone above ground. It's resting on some grass there. And then you got a cave or like a passageway underground, followed by some sort of stairs up to maybe a doorway or something. And then underneath that is a demon.
Weren't we just in a cave?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. So,
well, here's the thing. If you just copied it down, just drew it and took it home, and we can do all that comprehend languages to the copy that you draw, would that work?
I could try that.
Yeah. You have keen mind. You'd memorize the whole thing just by looking at it.
Well, yes, I was just going to say, you're the only one here with a pen and paper. We might as well copy the damn thing.
I also have cartographer's tools, and so that might be helpful as well. I do have drawing capabilities.
So quite possibly to help you a little bit, just to be able to see it a little bit better, I posted it in Discord.
Yep.
Right.
So yeah. It allows you like to click on Open Original, and then you can actually see it a little bit more for what it is.
Yeah.
Got it. Sure. That's helpful. Right.
I mean, it basically is what I described, but you know, I know you were a little struggling with what you could see, but so...
Is the rock that's shown there, is it like a specific, I'm trying to think if it's trying to point to a very specific rock. Is it very specific in dimensions, or is it just like if someone was to draw a rock? I'm trying to think if it's pointing to a specific rock, boy, that would be familiar to people.
I don't know how you would know that.
Yeah.
Would I have seen that rock?
Roll investigation.
I don't know. Does my rockiness add to a?
Oh, does your rockiness add?
I'm a rock man. I should.
I'm going to tell you right now. Since you are a rock man trying to identify a rock drawing, I'm going to give you advantage.
All right. What am I rolling again?
Well, would it be investigation?
Straight intelligence.
Be like intelligence, yeah.
He doesn't have any of that. Yes, intelligence.
It's the same modifier. It's a plus one for me.
Is that?
I mean, I have advantage, so
that's
I don't.
True. Yeah, that's true.
You have advantage.
Okay.
All right, I will roll.
You're using your rockiness.
All right, so an 11 and a 14, so plus one is 15 total.
15. I think in all of your rockish history, and you've seen people draw like generic looking rocks before, this does not look like a generic looking rock. Like this rock looks more like, I don't know. It possibly like
a guidestone?
Or a guidestone,
marker of some sort?
Yeah. Something like that, possibly.
A landmark?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, whatever this plank of wood is telling people to do, it's directing them to this rock specifically.
Right. So you have, I will tell you right now, from your, since you rolled a 15, you have not yourself spied this rock before.
Gotcha.
Okay. I think it's specific enough that you would never have seen it before.
Yep.
Well, Is the red demon looking thing in ink, or is it in blood, or like would I be able to tell what material that is?
Would you be able to tell what material that is? Roll, because you're not going to go over there and touch it.
No.
You said you weren't. Why don't you roll? Right. You roll investigation. Let's do that.
Okay.
Because you're trying to investigate what it's made out of. You can get close enough to look at it.
That's a 15.
appears to be blood.
Well, folks, the demon thing is made of blood. So I imagine that means danger, bad things. Yeah.
So while you guys are doing this, I just want to make sure you know, there's people like moving around, shuffling. There's people who are, you know, they're whispering to each other. They're talking. They're going off to the side. So there's a lot of action happening inside of the arena right now. It's not just you guys sitting there looking at it. Just to let you know, there's people moving around. There's people talking about stuff and things like that.
You wanna just make a copy of it, and we can.
I can give that a shot, make a copy of it, and then,
we can like go to. We're in this huge arena. All the attention, all the stuff's going on in the middle. We can just go take a seat in the stands and work on it from here.
Have a little work group.
Right. If it was possible for me to potentially cast comprehend languages for 10 minutes up in the stands somewhere a little bit more private, then that might be helpful to be able to read what it actually says in addition to kind of looking at the images on it.
Okay. Yeah. So you do see the people. Yeah. There's people that are up in the stands. They're sitting down. You do see, however, like you're in there, you see like a guard come in and walk up to one group, and they say, all right, time's up, time to leave. And they kind of like escort this group out, and then another group will be escorted in.
Cool.
So you guys are going to go up into the stands, correct?
I'm going to copy it down first on a piece of parchment.
Yeah.
All right, and you are going to copy it down on a piece of parchment, and you have keen mind.
Yes.
What does keen mind say about like, does it have anything to do with drawing or anything like that? Or, I mean, I just can't remember exactly what it says.
Yeah, this is what it says. You always know which way is north, the number of hours left before the next sunrise or sunset, and can accurately recall anything you have seen or heard within the past month.
There you go.
So I could potentially just correct the image again and again until I get it right with what's in my head.
Yep. I feel that is correct. So you could, you know, I mean, with keen mind, you should be able to basically. Now, I will tell you that the, like I said, there's the writing at the top, which is very clear. There's the drawing of the stone, which is very clear. The next bit of writing is blurred and scratched. So while you will be able to recall it, you're recalling blurriness.
Sure.
All right. Then,
could potentially like compare that to the other sigils above and see if I can like make any connections?
I mean, we can try once you guys get up there. Sure.
Okay.
All right. So you guys are going to do like a drawing of it as best you can. You are not the only person drawing it. Okay. Other people are doing the same thing. They're all every person that's in here has a drawing of this map of this.
Sure. Right.
Of this.
Nothing we're doing should seem conspicuous at all.
Absolutely not. No, you're doing what everyone else is doing because you hear people talking to each other. They're mumbling different things. They're drawing things down. No. It's more to the left. It's more to the left. So, you know, there's conversations happening all around you.
I think this is how Wordle works in this day and age. You know, everybody goes to get today's puzzle and they all go to figure it out.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay. And since I'm of the order of the scribes, I can copy colors as well. So because with my own quill that I produce as a bonus action, then I can change the color of the ink at will.
What?
Fancy.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. So I will tell you that on my my board that I drew up for you guys, or that I put together for you guys, I put some pictures on there. They're not like pictures, they're drawings of that. So don't think it's like the squared picture that I put on there, but that just gives what the drawing is.
I was just thinking for the demon in particular, I could actually draw that in red on the parchment.
Absolutely. You can draw it. Okay, so you guys are going to, you could basically look at it and go up in the stands and draw it.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, so you guys are going to head up into the stands. You're going to find yourself a spot where there's nobody nearby.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, and you go up there and you start drawing it off, and boy, your keen mind really screws up a lot of things. And yeah, and you with keen mind get to make an exact replica of what this is.
Can I try and figure out the smudge symbols or like match patterns after having drawn it, drawn the original good symbols?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that it's going to be very difficult. So I would say that this would be an intelligence check at disadvantage.
Okay, I can do that.
You can use your inspiration to make it even.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. I'll use my DM inspiration to make it even.
Okay.
Can anybody assist him to make it advantage?
No, that would be like double advantage.
No, because that's in his brain doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's in his brain, realistically. Yeah,
this is really going on inside of his brain. Good try, though.
I can knock on his head and try and rattle things around.
That's double advantage, anyways.
Yeah, there's no such thing as double advantage.
I rolled a 17.
Yeah, I didn't think we could do it. I was just trying to...
You rolled a 17. Okay.
Yes. Well, I rolled an 11 plus a 6 for a 17.
Okay. So you feel like since you have keen mind and you are really smart and you did roll very high, you feel like the writing up above and the writing down below are of a similar nature. The writing up above seems to be like in your just you like looking at it going, man, I think this forms like words. The writing down below, you feel like forms directions. And that's about all you can get from it.
Okay, then. Can I ritually cast Comprehend Languages?
Absolutely.
I'm going to take 10 minutes to do that.
Okay, you're going to take 10 minutes. And you're going to... You know what? I wasn't even thinking about this. Kent, I'm assuming that since you wrote it down exactly, you can do Comprehend Languages on your drawing.
That was the assumption that was the point. Under, yes.
That was the whole point of this.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking that you were going to draw it down to try and figure it out. Okay, yeah. Okay, so you take your 10 minutes. You go ahead and do that and Comprehend Languages. Boom. So you can now read the writing at the top. All right. And the writing at the top says, with Comprehend Languages, do you know what the language is or you just can understand it?
You understand the literal meaning of any spoken language that you hear. You also understand any written language that you see, but you must be touching the surface on which the words are written.
Right. So you don't really know what the language is then, right?
No, it does not say that.
Right. Okay. So you touch the paper and you feel that this says, save my people. But you're not getting any reading out of the part below the rock. You feel it is of the same language as what is above, but it is so blurry that you cannot comprehend what it says.
Well, I guess from our perspective, we think that this plank says that there is a threat that the river god
Gilly screwed everybody up.
Yep.
Wants us to be able to take care of, wants somebody in Lumbrelli to be aware of, to save the river god's people. Is there a specific people known with the river god?
You don't even know who the river god is. All you know is what people have told you. So you would
have... I mean, Cliffaw told us the legend behind the river god, right?
He told you a legend, yes.
Right. So,
and you've heard like four different legends so far.
Right, of course. Would we happen to see Cliffaw in the arena by chance?
You do not.
Man, it's his time to shine. He's missing it.
Yeah. You know what? Cliffaw's going, you know what? I think I'll let those guys shine a little bit.
Cliffaw doesn't have the connections we have. He's back in the line about 2.5 hours.
Or he was here before day broke.
Right, that's what I was saying.
That's more likely.
It's hard to believe that he doesn't have the connections.
Maybe he got a good night's sleep and got up early.
He is a mailman.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so what's the next step here?
Hey, Doran, you're an architect. What do you call that? Archaeologist? Yeah. I almost said architect. I kind of did. But anyways, you know how, you know, when you see like ancient drawings and like part of it is there and part of it's kind of blurred out and stuff like that. You know, are there any techniques that you would know that would help you to uncover the blurred part?
This actually, well, normally we would try and piece together what the language is above and then try to correspond it with the blurred out parts and see if we can kind of match patterns and the symbols and such. But I've tried doing that and it's just not coming to me right now, at least not immediately. Now, something else, Jim, that I would be interested in now mm-hmm. that Mark so kindly mentioned it mm-hmm. is with my archaeologist's feet, would it be possible or feet archaeologist background, would it be possible mm-hmm. for me to make out that third image and who built that third image? So the historical knowledge feature says when you enter a ruin or dungeon, you can correctly ascertain its original purpose and determine its builders, whether those were dwarves, elves, humans, Yuan-Ti, or some other known race.
So you've got an image of a temple here.
I got an image of some sort of stairs, some sort of building here. Can I tell who built it?
Technically, I believe what you just said was when you enter.
Yes.
So you're looking at it.
Yes.
So I would say, what do you roll for archaeology? Rolled for anything archaeology? Or just says you just know
it? I think we've done history for like the archaeologist tests. We did history.
True, we did. Okay. Why don't you roll a roll a history check.
That is an 18.
You have done some studying in your life and you have worked with, you know, archaeology stuff before you got here, before you were, you know, inducted into the Archaeologist Guild, and you've done a little research and you feel like you remember seeing something similar to this, not exactly alike, but similar to this in reference to Kuatoa.
Kuatoa?
Yes.
Can you like post that in the chat or something? I have no clue how to spell that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And do I know anything about Kuatoa?
What do you know about Kuatoa? Well, you keep on just asking more and more questions about this, don't you?
Let's see, you put the thing in front of us, okay?
No, I did put it in front of you. You're absolutely right. Well, you know about, that they exist, obviously, since you know what they do. You know with the, you rolled an 18, right?
Yep.
You know that they're amphibious creatures. You know that they are not the brightest creatures, but they have a really weird ability to sort of know when there's another creature near them. I think that's about all you would really know about them. They're sort of fish. Here, I'll throw one on there for you. They're sort of fish looking creatures with webbed feet, face sort of like a fish. Can you guys see that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Have we seen any of these people around town? We saw fishmen on the drift.
You did see fishmen on the drift. Yes, you saw some on the drift, but you have not seen any here in the town.
So I'm guessing that I don't know any connection between these Kuatoa or fish people and a winged demon devil looking thing.
You do not. And once again, the what you read was save my people.
Right.
Do you know who the Kuatoa worship?
Do you know who they worship?
I mean, they don't necessarily need to worship him to be claimed by the river god.
But he is a god. Not a king, as I tried to make him.
Yeah, with an 18, I don't think you would really know that much about like their, what they, you know, their religion and stuff like that. You know they exist. You know what they look like. That's about it.
Well, to kind of put the pieces together that I understand so far, the top part here says, save my people. And then we've got a rock that Pebble says is kind of a mile marker or a landmark of some sort. We got some blank text, not blank text, blurred text here that I can't quite make out. It's just too smudged over for me to match it, though I think it's related to this text up above, or at least the same language. Then this cave system, which I'm just not sure about yet. And then underneath that, there's this temple that seemed to be made by fish people, the Kuatoa. We saw some of those on the drift. And then some sort of demon, devil type looking thing here below, some humanoid with wings, written in blood.
The only thing I can think of that you did not mention was you had a feeling that the blurred portion had to do with
directions. rather than like a command or a location or something.
Correct.
Like
correct.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if the creature at the bottom, would any of us recognize it?
Would any of you recognize it? I would say, generally speaking, no. I would say no. None of you have encountered. I mean, you may have heard stories of winged creatures, but it could be anything, really.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an underground area in the temple area that we passed when we were going to take care of that thing for Pebble?
There's been underground areas all over this damn town.
I specifically remember us passing a very large underground area that we said we'd look into later, but we never did.
No, there was
right in the middle of the road.
A drainage to, I think that we think that went to the sewers.
Yes, now I know what you're talking about. So yes. That was
back in the Vale of Ascension.
Right.
Yes. Yep. There was one there.
And then the other underground thing that I can remember is the one we just came out of and we didn't fully investigate because there was another path we didn't take.
Right.
And where the carrion crawler was, the trash monster.
Yeah, you got that too.
Mm-hmm. So while you guys are discussing this, you see somebody on the floor of the arena, and you see him sort of looking around. He looks up and kind of makes eye contact with you all, and then starts walking up towards you.
Do we recognize them?
You do not.
Oh boy, here we go.
Is it a guard or is it just another person who came
just
in?
Just another person.
No gray scarves, anything?
Nope. Appears to be a human.
No tattoos?
Human male.
Put the paper away, Doran.
Yeah, I'll put the paper away then.
All right, so this person comes up and kind of sits a couple rows in front of you. Just kind of sits there. He's looking out. Like, so.
Yes.
How's yous doing today?
Doing all right. What's your name, sir?
Well, you know, I got a message for you.
Who from?
You see, we understand that you've been talking to, the Black Widow Society.
We talk to a lot of people. What's it to you? Yeah. Or whoever you work for. Who is we?
You know, my boss, he just wanted me to make sure you knew that, you know, they don't always tell the truth, those people. You know, they don't think that they're like some kind of good guys. All right?
Like who's your boss? Guys.
Who's your boss?
Who's my boss? What do you mean who's my boss?
Well, yeah. You seem to not be forthright with who you work for and who's delivering this message. What kind of messenger are you? There's no return address. There's nothing we can send back.
If our friend Cliffo was here, he'd tell you how wrong this message is.
It's not how mail works.
Well, you see, my boss is, Finoni, and Finoni just wants to make sure that, we're all cool for tomorrow.
So when you say that he's not fully truthful, when you say that the Black Widow Society isn't fully truthful and that we shouldn't trust them, are you saying we should trust you more, who's holding our friend hostage under threat of death?
Hey, whoa. I'm not holding anybody under any threat of anything.
No, okay? You're not. You're right, but your boss is.
Well, you got to get what we want. So just let you know, the blade is very dangerous getting back in the assassin's hands. Just want to make sure you understand this. Like, it's not just like, oh, you're going to give it to them and they're going to let you walk. They're not going to let you walk.
And you,
what makes it so dangerous?
Okay, I heard two people talking. I'm sorry.
I'll let Doran talk.
Okay.
Okay. What makes it so dangerous?
Well, you see, that's sort of it's a key. You see, the blade is kind of like a key for them.
Key
they
to
really
what?
Need that key, because that key is a lot of riches, you see. And without that key, they ain't got nothing.
And what do you have without it?
What do I have without? What do you mean, what do I have without it?
What does your boss have without it? A whole lot of nothing, too?
Well, nobody's got nothing without the key, without the blade. But, I just want to let you know that the assassins are really good at, assassinating people. So if you give them the blade, there's a chance you're going to wind up sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah, but if we don't give it to them, then there's the same chance.
And you have Brian. Y'all are going to kill Brian if we don't give it to you.
Whoa. I'm not killing anybody, you see?
Okay, what's your name?
The people that you work for.
Yeah, my name's not important right now.
Oh, yes, it is.
You see, I'm just a messenger boy today.
No, we know you're a messenger, but and we weren't going to shoot the messenger. But if Finoni doesn't get what he wants and you're not forthright in getting what I want, maybe somebody else might shoot the messenger.
Is she threatening me? Is that what she's doing?
I'm not threatening you. I'm just saying, if you want to come here and negotiate with us, which you clearly are, delivering a message saying, don't deliver this to the Assassin's Guild, then I should by all means have every right to negotiate with you.
Okay, so really, not really, I can't negotiate nothing. I got nothing to negotiate with. I'm just delivering a message to you,
Well, in order for us to make an informed decision, you need to tell us what you know.
Yeah, you see, I just told you everything I know.
So
see, I know that the assassins, they don't tell me everything. I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy here. I just know that when you get on the wrong side of the assassins, you end up dead.
Well, you guys
have how you feel about that.
Right. You guys have actually tried to kill us. They haven't actually tried to kill us.
We tried
only because
to kill
Filetti
you?
Didn't know that we were the ones with the blade.
See? That, see, he's very smart there.
Well, she said it herself that she could not do that.
Didn't know you had the blade. If she knew you had the blade, she'd probably have cut you from the stem to stern. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean, because she had plenty of opportunity to do that once she learned we had the blade. Now, you seem to not understand the situation fully. See, your boss has one of our friends hostage. You have tried to kill your boss, and his father has tried to kill us once already. Now, the Black Widow Society thus far has been civil and negotiating and actually having conversations with us instead of just trying to kill us outright. So why should we trust your boss?
So
can I interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. While you guys are conversing, I would like to get behind him a little bit so he can't see what I'm doing.
Well, you guys are sitting in the stands. He's sitting a couple rows down below you.
Okay. Is there any way to hide behind everyone else since I'm small?
I mean, you might be able to hide behind me or Gilly because, like, since we're sitting down, the nature of stands.
You can try.
He's looking upright.
Yeah. Well, I'm also good at hiding. I'm a goblin. I can do that kind of thing. But anyways, maybe not as good as other people. But anyway,
what are you trying to do?
I was going to do a detect thoughts on him.
You don't need to be hidden to do that.
That's true, but I didn't want to make it obvious if I didn't have to. I mean, who cares, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So I'll cast it, but I'm trying to do it sneakily. But if he figures it out, I don't care.
Detect thoughts.
Okay. Can you throw it up in the chat?
Yeah. Let's see what detect thoughts. This is the first time we've used it, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. Every time you guys, let's use a spell. There's 7,000 words in the spell.
Sorry.
You can read the thoughts of certain creature. Turn until the spell ends. You can focus your mind on one creature that you can see within 30 feet of you. If the creature you choose has intelligence of 3 or lower, he does not, or don't speak any languages, he does, it's unaffected. You initially learn the surface thoughts of the creature, what's most on his mind in that moment. So that's initially, okay? So let's just do that. So initially, you get this thought of, yeah, the boss is going to be so happy that I delivered this message. He's probably going to give me some bonus money. That'd be awesome. And then I can go out and I can do all kinds of sex stuff. So that's the surface thought. What? Hey, you asked what his surface thought is. That's what it is.
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
You get what you paid for, exactly.
Or asked for.
One copper piece.
It doesn't consume the copper piece, mind you.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a copper piece. Right?
Yeah, I got a bunch of them.
Yeah. So as an action, you can either shift your attention to another creature's thoughts or attempt to probe deeper. If you probe deeper, the target must make a wisdom saving throw. All right.
So I wanted to ask them if they had anything to do with killing off all the orcs that were guarding Feletti.
Okay. So we have to do this in a couple different ways. You're asking. He's going to respond. Yep. And you want to detect his thoughts
exactly
on, deeper on what he is thinking about. Okay.
Yeah. So let me just like a minute. So
look back. Yeah. It lasts a minute. So it's concentration. So yes, yeah, so you'll be able to ask that question. All right. And he's going to say, okay, tell me the question again.
So does he know who's responsible for killing the orcs that were guarding Feletti?
Orcs. Oh yeah, all those orcs that got massacred in that day. I don't know. I know that they were over where all the assassins are at. And you know, if you put 2 + 2 together, you get
you get a duck.
You get a lot. You get 4, I think. Yeah, 4. That's the answer.
Yeah. So what was he thinking?
So his surface thoughts. Let me do a wisdom saving throw.
Well, surface thoughts is then. It doesn't need the wisdom saving throw. It's only when I have to probe deeper.
Right. So you're doing a deeper probe, right? And the deeper probe is going to come up with he honestly does not know why you're asking this. He doesn't know who killed any orcs. And I think between, you know, your questions and the surface probe and stuff like that, it's about what you're going to end up getting from him.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm satisfied. I'm thinking.
Cool spell.
Yeah. It gave me more information when I started, but not a whole lot, but I'm happy.
Yeah. He did fail the save. So he gave you what he.
Are there any other questions you want to ask him?
The thing about the spell is if you probe harder, the guy knows you cast that on him.
Whether you succeed or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Where does it say that?
At the end of the second paragraph.
There's a lot of paragraphs here.
So either way, the target knows that you are probing into its mind, and unless you shift your attention to another creature's thoughts, the creature can use its action on its turn to make an intelligence check contested by your intelligence check. If it succeeds, the spell ends.
So if he figures out you're probing his mind, he can make an intelligence check to cut it off.
Right. Right. So, yes. So he would have known that you were doing that, right? So yep. now right. he's going to make an intelligence check. So why don't you make an intelligence check and we will.
Okay.
I've got a 19.
I rolled a 4.
Dang.
He's like, hey, get out of my head. What are you doing inside my head?
I just want to see if you're being truthful.
Well, you know what? Why would I be lying to you?
We don't know you.
Oh, that's a good reason. Everybody you don't know lies to you?
Pretty much.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you've been around this city, you're going to find out stuff like that a lot. You know, people do lie. I could tell you that. Yeah. I don't lie.
You know, when you come to a new place and you get a nice place to rest and all of a sudden we find out that the walls have eye holes and people listen in and watch what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You get a little suspicious.
Yeah, you were in the singing sale, weren't you?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
That's a good place. It's not the only place we got like that, though. But you know, it's a good place. Yeah.
So you can see why we're suspicious. Okay, that's all.
Yeah.
Plus, your boss kidnapped our friend.
You see, your friend thing in here. I don't. You know, that's none of my business. My business is just delivering a message.
But it is my business.
So I'm gonna,
we do understand, though.
I'm going to go back to my... Did I tell you my name?
Well, it seemed like you were going to, but I think you're interrupted. What was your name?
People start probing my brain a little bit there. I just lost my voice completely. I go by Johansson.
Johansson?
Johansson. That's what I go by.
That's what you go by. Is that your actual name?
Yeah, Johansson.
Okay. Just making sure. So Johansson, I think.
No, it's Johansson.
Johansson.
Johansson. Right?
Johansson.
First and last name. Joe.
First and last name, right?
Johansson. Joe? Yeah, Johansson.
Okay, not Johansson.
No, not Johansson. Johansson.
Oh.
All right, Johansson. Oh my God,
let's stop.
Yeah, please.
I think what you can tell your boss is that we received the message.
Yes.
And we will do as we please with the blade.
Ooh.
And we expect to see Brian alive in person in the Royal Market tomorrow.
So are you telling me that you want me to tell my boss that you're going to be in the market tomorrow and that you want to see your friend Brian? Is that what you're telling me?
Nice alive. Alive.
That is what we're saying. These are the terms of our original trade.
Alive. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I can do that. I can pass that on, you know?
And treat them well, okay? We don't want them to be beat up.
Oh, dude, I got nothing to do with how they treat people. You know, I'm just a guy. Come on.
He likes peanut butter.
He likes peanut. Oh, I heard he likes peanut. I mean, you know, I guess orcs like peanut butter. Anyway, yeah. So it was good talking to you guys and good luck in the future. And,
thank you, Joe. Hope please don't die.
No, it's not Joe. It's Johansson.
Well, okay. Johansson. Sorry. Maybe you might just go by Joe, but I see it's now just Johansson. Joe?
My name's Johansson. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and leave before we make Pebble really angry with this Johansson joke that's going on a little bit too far. So I'm going to head on out here. So goodbye. Goodbye. Tips his little non-existent hat and then walks away.
My head hurts. What was his name again?
Johansson.
No, extra hand in there. Extra hand.
Oh, Johansson?
That was it. Yep.
Okay. All right. Johansson? Johansson.
If you don't feel it in your nose, you're not saying it right.
Oh, all right.
It's Johansson.
Johansson. Got it.
Come on.
Okay.
What you doing?
We need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Should we talk to one of these guards and say we've got some information, even if we don't have it fully deciphered?
Yeah, what are we supposed to do if we actually come up with the answer here?
I don't know.
We could just go up to a guard and ask and say, hey, we've got some information pertaining to the plank, and we're wondering where to submit it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right, so there's guards. let's picture what's going on in here. So in the middle of the arena is the plank. There are guards around it. Let's say there's 4 guards there. There are guards scattered throughout the area, just sort of watching at a distance. And then there are guards, like, as you try to exit the different places, but they're they're leading everyone that's leaving out through one specific exit. So you see where people are coming in and you see a specific exit. You guys came in like a back entrance also. So who are you gonna, who'd like to talk to?
Can I just go up to one of the guards that's scattered about if there's one near us where we're sitting?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. You go up to the guard. He's like, hey.
Hi. We think we have some information pertaining to the plank, and we're wondering who we might give this information to.
Oh, yeah. Nobody tell anybody information. But if you want to tell me some information, I'll take some information. That'd be awesome.
So what you're saying is you don't know who I should go to with this information.
Well, you know, he's kind of like sticking his hand out. He's like, well, there's a lot of things.
Can I give him a gold?
People know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I kind of flick him a gold piece.
Yeah, but he takes the gold and pops. He goes, well, you see, from listening to people here, apparently people are trying to find where this place is. And they aren't telling anyone until they find the place and do whatever it is they're supposed to do that's on the plank. I don't know what the plank says, but there's a lot of people who are trying to find where it is so they can actually physically go there.
So what you're scavenger saying
is, it's like a scavenger hunt, yes.
So we need to be able to actually go physically to this location, follow the instructions before we can actually receive any reward.
I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. That's what everyone's doing. No one's telling anybody anything. We don't got like a desk set up for information.
So it's not just deciphering the plank, as the note on the board said. It's also carrying out the plank's actions.
Well, you see, let me go ahead and look back at what the board actually said, because I don't remember, because it's been a couple days since I actually wrote that up. So it says, mysterious plank found in the conclusion of the River God's Wrath. It will be displayed in the arena and until its true meaning is discovered. This is of the utmost importance to the Eternal Goddess. Anyone who can decipher the plank will be rewarded handsomely.
See?
I had it word for word in my notes, Jim. Word for word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In mind.
Okay, so how are we going to know whether you deciphered it or not?
We'll tell you.
You think they're going to give you a big old present for telling him some words that nobody understands?
So it seems to me that what the note actually means is go do whatever's on the plank, and if you survive it, then the Empress might kick something your way.
That sounds good, yeah.
Well, it'd suck if we died during this, and no one will ever know.
That's true, but we can give it a shot.
All right, you got any more questions you need to ask me, or...
I think you've proven your usefulness. Appreciate it.
Is there a gift shop at the exit?
There is a gift shop at the exit. Yes, there's always any good ride as a gift shop at the exit.
I want a t-shirt that says, I saw the plank and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
I'm sure somebody's making that right with that t-shirt up right now.
I want one that says River Kings / God's Wrath.
Yeah, there you go.
I just want a miniature plank that'll fit like a key ring.
Oh, that's the best one.
That could be nice. Absolutely.
A flask in the shape of the plank itself.
There you go.
And have a hat that looks like the plank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn around to the group and just say, all right, guys, so I think we have an idea of what to do next, at least. We need to find this rock, and we need to, I imagine, follow things down and figure out the instructions on here. Now, I'm not sure how much time we have left today to be able to do any research on such a thing. I don't know if I'd be able to get anywhere on this, but are there any ideas for that you guys might have on where we might find a rock under grass like this? I'm assuming that. Okay, Jim, there's an assumption there.
Okay.
So I know you said that the images on the plank weren't exactly the same as the images that you posted on the image, the picture that you showed us.
Okay, so so let's take a look back at the plank. So the plank, I would say that the rock is pretty close to exactly what it is.
Okay, so it's clearly resting on grass.
Clearly resting on grass. And it looks like there is like a shadow underneath the part. So for those of you playing at home, the rock is not just a straight up and down rock. It comes out and it kind of sort of like sticks out. And there is the part that sticks out. It looks like there is like a shadow underneath it. All right. So it looks like it would be wherever it is that there would be, you know, the light source would be coming from the top. Then the next thing, it's not going to be just like a picture of a cave, but it's like a drawing of a cave. And it's a cave that goes back towards like some, like what looks like a light source. Then there is basically a drawing of a temple, and it's sort of stairs going up on the sides, and it looks like there's water in front of the temple, and there is a ramp going up towards the top. And that's about all you can see on there. And then finally, the winged creature looks exactly like what it does on there. It is a winged creature. It looks, you know, the wings look almost bat-like, I would say. You know, the bipedal creature, its head has sort of, I don't know what's got going on there. It looks like it possibly could have horns or something going off to the side. I don't know.
All right. Well, does that help? All we have to do is find a rock now.
Does this cave look like anything we've ever been in so far?
It does not.
It's a drawing of a cave. I mean,
yeah, it's a drawing of a cave too, but you would not recognize it from that.
Okay. Cause I'm looking at the picture and it looked like there was like a thing on the ground. Like it might've been a pit trap.
Boy, let me look at that picture again. Is there something on the ground that looks like a pit trap to you?
Kind of looks like a trough type situation.
Yeah, like a trough, like some sort of 15 line feet long.
True. It does look like there's like a, yeah, like something was burrowing through there. Hmm. Interesting. Wonder what that is.
I think we're not meant to take it as literally as the picture, I'm sure.
It's not as literal as a picture, yeah. No. It is a drawing of a cave, that the other one is a drawing of some sort of like, it looks like an underground temple with water lapping up at the shore at the bottom of it.
My biggest concern right now is even if we do find the rock, we don't necessarily know the instructions for what to do after that.
Okay.
I would say that the rock would be like a, like you said, like it's like a, what do you want to call that? A landmark.
Right.
It's where you start from.
Yeah, but like if we don't have the instructions, I don't know if we're going to be able to find the cave or if we're going to be able to get from the cave to the next portion or so on. We can try, but I'm just not sure. Is there any way now, that...
I will, let me just say this, just because... And I know that this is going to sound a little weird, but you did do a drawing of what you saw on the log.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I would know exactly what's on the log.
But on the log itself, something, the actual words were written into it and then blurred out, which is going to be different than what you drew.
Oh, so it was, you know, like what I mean? Some sort of like illusion was cast on it?
Well, it's going to be different than what you drew because you're drawing what you see after the fact when the original drawing was on it. Right. You are drawing the blurred version, whereas the original version would be on the surface of it itself.
Okay, not quite following. My assumption of how I would interpret it is like the original words were clear on the plank and then somebody smudged it over is what I originally took it, like on the plank. So like what's originally on the plank is a smudged version. And then I copied that smudged version.
Right. So I would say that you would probably know, since you have keen mind, that the actual words were written into the plank itself and then smudged, whereas your drawing is a smudged, is just the smudge.
So what you're saying is if we were to able to like shave off the top layer of the smudge, we'd be able to see the words clearly?
I don't think I'm saying that exactly.
I don't know what you're saying exactly.
I'm saying that as far as your comprehend languages go, I think it's a different story touching the actual wood and touching your picture.
Well, I guess like from my perspective, comprehend languages on the plank may not work anyway, because it's the written language that you're like touching the surface. So if it's not written clearly, I imagine that it would kind of be jumbled when it would come through my comprehend languages.
Well, the comprehend language spell says that you have to touch the surface of whatever it's written on. It doesn't say you have to touch the letters.
It's true.
You just have to touch the plank.
I guess my assumption was if it's smudged or something isn't clearly written on that surface, then you wouldn't be able to read it anyway. So what you're saying is more like the surface of the plank would hold the intention of what was originally written on it, regardless of the state of the actual letters.
Yeah, he understands written language that he can see. If it's blurred, he can't see it.
I think there's a possibility. I'm just saying that you are drawing the smudged drawing.
Right, of course, yeah.
I know it's a little confusing, but you know, the actual drawing was put down onto the plank and then something has smudged it. So you don't know if it's smudged magically. You don't know if it's smudged by somebody with a sponge. You don't know what smudged it, but it's just hard to read. And you're drawing what you are, you know, you see.
Hey, Gilly, now that we're kind of away from everybody, I seem to have no problem casting comprehend languages. Maybe you could cast detect magic while we're up here and walk up to the plank and see if there's anything magical about the plank itself.
I mean, I can try.
Okay. All right. So you're going to, is this a 10 minute, is this a ritual for you or is this just a casting
this
spell?
This is my, it's in action because this is my firbolg thing.
Right. So it's not, I could cast it as a ritual too.
Right. So you're not casting a spell, correct?
Well, it is, I am.
I'm just wondering for wild magic's sake.
Okay, for wild magic's sake, according to Jeremy Crawford, we do have to roll a d20.
Okay.
So are
you doing this?
I will.
Okay, and so when you go to do it, what do you need to roll on a d20 for it to be
a one? Crazy?
What? A one makes it wild magic?
Yeah.
I'm confused okay. Why we're doing this.
And I rolled an 8.
Okay. Nothing happens. All right, so you've cast your spell.
Okay, so yeah, detecting magic.
Okay, you go up there and there's people that are around. Because you're detecting magic, it detects it in an area. It doesn't detect it like on one thing.
30 feet from me. So if I go down there within
there's
Oh, it's 15 feet from you. It's a 30-foot sphere. Yeah. It's not a 30-foot radius.
All right, so when you get within 15 feet of it, you will be able to read it, but before that, you're going to be able to read on people that are near it.
Mm-hmm.
And things are popping up. Things in backpacks, things on swords. There's things are popping up magical. Bing, 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 bing. And on the plank, the area that is blurred appears to be blurred because it is registering as magical.
So it has some sort of illusory script on it then.
She doesn't know exactly. Does it tell you exactly what it does?
Well, I popped it up in the chat.
Right. You sense magic this way. You can actually see a faint aura around any visible creature.
You can learn at School of Magic.
Oh, I hate that fucking thing.
I know, because like when I discovered the necromantic ring, you're like, I think it's necromantic?
Right. Yes. So the school would, there is a school of illusion, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. The school of illusion comes up.
Does anyone have dispel magic?
That's a third level spell. We're level 5.
Damn it.
Level 4. Yeah. So I need level 5 in order to get that.
Okay.
And even then, I doubt they would be happy with me casting a spell on this plank of wood.
Okay. What you guys doing?
I'm thinking you should try and touch the plank. What do we have to lose? You might be able to do something with that second message.
Well,
as a player who's spoken from experience, you could lose a hand.
Yeah, that's something I was thinking.
Which hand would you like to touch it with? That's right. Having flashbacks.
So far. So, well, knowing that it's magically hidden, the other part of comprehend languages is the spell doesn't decode secret messages in a text or glyph, such as an arcane sigil, that isn't part of a written language. So I don't think it breaks through it.
I think that means it doesn't decode any coded language.
Right, right. So if it's coded magically, I couldn't break through that anyway, even if I did touch it. That's my understanding.
Okay.
But the original text was written into the plank physically. What I think the illusion is doing is blurring the view of it.
But I would feel like, isn't that just guesswork? Like, we don't know that for sure yet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So touch it, you know, just to find out.
No, I agree. I also think that everything in this city seems to run on bribes. Maybe we can bribe someone to get closer, maybe a little more personal with it after hours.
And how long do we have until we're meeting the meeting to
tomorrow. Fair enough.
Yeah,
we don't have time.
Now you've been here a while. It's you know, 3-4 in the afternoon now. And it's noon tomorrow that is going to happen.
All right.
Everyone roll a D20, please.
3.
Holy 12. 4. 19.
Was that a 7? That's a 4. Sorry.
So Nico rolled the highest, 19?
That's what it sounded like.
Okay. All right. So Nico, you guys are sitting there and you're debating this and all, and you guys are just kind of, you know, figuring out what are we going to do? And you look over and there seems to be somebody just sort of leaning up against the wall. And they're just sort of staring at you.
Do we know who it is?
Don't recognize them.
I kind of give the old shoulder and tell everyone like, hey, yeah. Don't look right away, but there's someone who's been kind of grilling us for a while.
And we all look at the same time.
Yeah, it is a female.
Exactly.
It is a female. It's a female. Looks like elfish.
Do they have any tattoos or scarves?
Is it an SAB?
Well, let me go talk to her and find out.
No, that's how you guarantee. That's how you turn her into one.
Okay, so for everyone playing
wild magic.
For everyone playing at home, SAB is snooty ass bitch. And Gilly seems to have a problem with them. So she's just over there, just sitting there watching, staring at you guys, just not trying to hide the fact that she's looking at you, not trying to like avert her eyes when you look over, because you are all going to look over. You know that. She's just sitting there, just sort of leaning up against the thing, legs kind of crossed, just sort of leaning up against the wall, just looking at you.
Well, if we ever needed a distraction, we could send Gilly over.
Am I done?
I think we should go talk to her.
Okay. I'm going to go talk to her.
Yeah, let's go talk to her.
I want to go. Why don't you take a pic?
No, joke, gosh.
So you walk over to this elf. You're not sure. Elf, half-elf looking lady. And she's just, you know, she's leaning against the wall. And she's like, so, how was your day?
It was pretty good till we saw somebody staring at us. How was yours?
Oh, my day is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It's great seeing y'all here. It's what a beautiful day, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah.
How can we help you?
Well, you know, we're just noticing that you were talking to, you know, some people up there.
Oh, my God.
Gentlemen up there. You know, we just want to make sure that we're all still on the same page because...
Oh, my God. Can't y'all just leave us alone? We have another day to make up our mind.
I can leave you alone. Honey, just go ahead and give me the blade.
Sorry. Who is we again? Who is we?
Well, I believe you talked to Fletty before. This is we're just, you know, I'm just a messenger.
What's your name?
I'm a messenger.
Well, yeah, but what's your name?
Bastards.
What's your AIM screen name?
My name is...
Black Widow 69.
I am Shay LaFay.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Shay LaFay.
Shay LaFay.
Shay LaFay.
Is that like Shay LaFay or is it Shay LaFay?
Well, it's Shay LaFay.
Oh, Lord, can we not, please?
Oh, my God.
Why? I love it.
Shay LaFay.
So Shay LaFay. That's a pretty name, by the way.
Thank you.
Does that mean she laughs? Is that what it means?
I don't know, because I just made it up off the top of my head right now. So I just
it sounds like it might be, you know.
She laughs. And then she goes, so she laughed. So yeah, we just want, so if, you know, we can end this if you just go ahead and you know, hand me the blade and everything will be done.
Just can you please, like, every time one of you talks to us, one of the other ones start talking to us to tell us that we were talking to you. It's an endless circle here. No, we don't control who comes to talk to us. Please stop talking to us.
I know, but you see, we don't want this to get messy. Things can get messy. Wait. We don't want that.
How can this not be messy?
We want you to get out of this with the best possible outcome. We really do.
So do we.
Well, that's good. We're all on the same page then.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
And we have until tomorrow.
We've got about 20 hours to make sure that happens.
Back the fuck up.
It's noon, you know, and it's, you know, we're already down under 20 hours now. We're down like 18 hours. Just want to make sure you're going to be sleeping some, so.
We're meeting then, not before, so stop rushing us. We'll be there. Right. Calm down.
So we understand that your friend Brian is going to be there. That'd be great.
Yes. That will be great.
Brian's going to be there, so.
Yeah.
You know. Want to make sure that he stays safe, don't we all?
Are you threatening Brian?
No, threatening. Oh, my gosh. No, we all are on the same page. We all want to make sure Brian is safe.
So what you're suggesting is that we give it to the Grey's Academy?
Oh, no. You see, that wouldn't really work out well. I'm sorry. You know, if you, I know you've been talking to them, and I know there's a possibility that they're going to be there too, but you know, your friend Brian's going to be there. They're going to be there. We're going to be there. I think blade belongs to.
Let's put it this way.
Yeah, right now it belongs to us.
Right. So let's put it this way. If you guys show up with Brian, we'll give you the blade.
Well, you see, it's not that easy just to show up with Brian because they've got Brian. So
maybe you know our dilemma.
Maybe we can work something out where.
So we could potentially work something out like you helping us save Brian in addition to all the other offers that we discussed with Folletti in exchange for the blade.
You see, I don't have the power to make deals.
But she's just a messenger.
Oh, shit. Really? Maybe you should stop suggesting things then. Leave us alone.
Just give her away. Give her our message and we'll be happy, okay?
Okay. And what is your message again?
We'll be there. Leave us alone.
Okay, you guys are a little rude, you know that? I mean, I'm just trying to help.
Well, you're also trying to negotiate, which you admitted that you have no power to do, so.
Well, I mean, if you just hand me the blade, then it'll all be over.
No, it won't, because you didn't fix our problems.
Yeah.
Well, but.
You just admitted that you couldn't save Brian unless we went to the market tomorrow. So you can go back and tell Folletti what we talked about because you don't have the power to negotiate, but she does. Leave us alone. We'll be there tomorrow.
So what you're saying is you value this Brian? The orc. You value this Brian?
What we're saying is we haven't made up our mind on what we're doing yet. And but don't rush us. We're not giving you the blade right now. So get off our back and we'll see you tomorrow.
Huh. You value the orc? That is okay. Well,
I know as an assassin, it's really hard to value life. I understand, but
take your message and give it to Folletti, but we will see you at noon tomorrow. I cannot wait. And she kind of.
Will you be there?
Oh, with bells on, darling, with bells on.
Wait, literally?
Literally. I wear bells. You can hear me coming a mile away.
That's an awful neat trick for an assassin.
I'm like a cow in Switzerland.
Can I insight check this?
Okay, I was joking on that last part.
Thank you.
Okay, that's the last part's total bullshit. I was just joking with that. No, is that the part you wanted to insight check?
Yes, because I figured there was no way that she actually wore bells.
You know what? Roll insight.
Let's see how 16. Gullible you are.
She maybe does it. You never know.
Can I? As this conversation's going, I want to sneak behind her and try and pickpocket her.
Oh, see, she's leaning up against a wall.
I can lean up next to her.
She's not going to let you get up next to her.
Fine. Be that way.
That's rude.
Yes. Okay, well.
Good luck pickpocketing a pickpocket.
Toodaloo. We'll see you tomorrow.
Well, guys, I'm not sure if there's much more we can do here. Maybe we can leave and go outside and figure out a different plan.
Yeah, we should definitely head outside.
And we should head outside, crawl under a rock, and see what's underneath it.
Need to find the rock first. Don't remember.
You need to find the rock first.
Exactly. We're not going to find the rock in the arena.
Okay.
Is there any way that I could, like, spend an hour or, like, and do the take 10 situation with trying to decode the specific meaning of those splurred words and try and see if I can figure out the symbols there? Or is that like out the window since I already rolled on it?
No. What we did before was, like I said, when you guys were searching in the boat, you guys did your investigation. And then I said you could roll again if you took an hour and did a take 10. So if you want, are you going to do it inside the arena? Are you going to do it? Are you going to leave? What is the plan for this hour?
In theory, if we'd been there for hours already, I probably would have tried to do it already.
Yeah, but theory and reality sort of.
No, I know.
Crash together.
So, none of this is reality. This is a game we're all playing where we roll.
Wait
dice.
A minute. What? I'm going down to the arena this evening.
Hey, guys, would you mind if we waited here another hour? I can try something else, or maybe we can leave and try something else elsewhere. I don't know if you guys want to try and do something while I'm working this thing out, but I think if I got an hour to really look at this and dig in deep, I might be able to figure it out.
How much longer do we have here?
It's 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, so I figure you've been inside here for a couple of hours at least right now. And you're noticing that the people that were there when you got there are mostly gone by now, and a different groupings of people are in there.
Mm-hmm. We didn't come in with the normal people, so they can't track us.
That's a, good, so we that's think. A great theory. It's a great theory. I love that theory. You keep on coming up with all the theories you have.
We can just take a step outside. I don't think it'll matter too much whether we're here or where we're somewhere else.
You've got your keen mind anyway, so if you want to study the image of the plank,
yeah.
It's in your head.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, we can do it while we're walking.
Gilly, carry me. I'll study while we walk.
Oh my god. Hold on a second. What? Okay. For the hour, right? You're going to have to study it. You're not, I just don't feel even with keen mind, you can just like.
Can't go like Spock mode or something like that.
Go to his mind palace where he's just.
So you want her to carry you while you study this.
Only yeah, that way put him in a makeshift baby Bjorn.
I will do it.
I know totally. Gilly is so motherly deep down, she would love it.
That's okay. My sweet little Dorn. Just solve the puzzle. Sweet Dorn, solve it.
Oh, God. Okay, so you're going to make a little baby Bjorn and put him in it?
Without a
yes.
doubt.
Yes, absolutely.
A Doran Bjorn.
Okay, so
that's adorable.
Oh my god. Okay, so you So you make a little, you're still in the arena, I'm assuming. And you're making a baby Bjorn. And then you, I guess somebody's going to put
Dorn in it. I mean, I imagine Gilly could just pick me up and put it in.
True. Yeah. How much do you weigh again?
Like 30 some pounds, I think.
Oh, yeah. Gilly can
pick you up. Easy, and, oh, easy. Yeah.
36 pounds.
She can she can powder your bottom and then kiss you on the head and tell you you're special.
Don't give us ideas.
Okay, so Doran is in the baby Bjorn. You're still inside the arena. And Doran is now, like, eyes rolled back in his head, studying.
Were we leaving then?
I don't know.
I think the whole point of the whole carry me was so we can walk while he's doing his thing.
Yeah, I thought we left and he was, it was like a walk and talk situation.
Okay, so where are you walking to?
Well, I mean,
this is the first time you've been on this side of the city.
Well, I was going to say, it wouldn't hurt to kind of scope out the meeting place for tomorrow. That's just my opinion.
Well, that's the marketplace, right?
Yeah, we've been there before. We've been to that market. It's the same. It's the tent we got pulled into.
It's about an hour or so away from you.
Okay.
Is that what you want to do?
No, I've been overruled by two teammates.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I have no better idea of where we're going.
I mean, you can go there if you want to. You tell me. I'm fine with wherever you're going.
Well, don't we kind of need to read the board every morning anyways? We kind of need to read that thing.
Well, you read it this morning.
Yeah. Went from the board to the arena.
I apparently was still sleeping at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The only thing is to try and figure out where this rock is. So, I don't know. So, yeah, let's just maybe start head towards the way home, and maybe on our way there, Doran will come up with some idea of where we need to head.
Okay. Yeah, it's about an hour or so to your house or to the market. So you guys are heading in that direction. Do you wish to go, once you eventually cross the bridge, you can go either way and the hour would be done about when he's done baby Bjorning? Is that a thing?
It is now.
Okay. I mean, it does seem like as you cross the bridge that there's a little, there's a lot of action in the city right now. There seems to be a little bit more action going in the direction of the market than is normal.
All right, well, let's check it out.
Okay. All right, you head down towards the market, and about when you get there is when your hour is going to be up. So there's going to be a couple things happening here at the same time. Okay? So let me make sure what I'm doing here. So Doran, describe to me again what you were trying to do.
So my goal is to specifically use whatever algorithms I might know as an archaeologist to try and figure out those smudged symbols based on the language above, since I got an inkling that they were the same language, but where the first one is more of a command, the second one is more steps to a procedure or something. So I'm going to try and figure out if I can discern those actual steps.
Okay. So you feel like that you can't get them exactly. But you feel like that there is directions that are in some sort of groupings of one, like, or 10. Like you feel it's either the language is not translating exactly right because of this smudginess. So you feel like it's either 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, something like that, that you're looking at. And you also feel like there is some kind of a unit next to it, but you can't really make out what the unit is. You feel it could be anywhere from feet to miles. And there is also like a direction on there, but you can't really, you can't figure out what direction it's showing. So you've got an idea, but it's not really coming through exactly.
So just to kind of repeat what I kind of interpreted you saying there, other than your exact words. If I were to try and understand this, it would be some unit of 10 between feet and miles in a direction.
Yes.
So something along the lines of, from this rock, go some unit of 10 in a particular direction to this cave.
Yes.
Great.
Yes. Okay, so you discovered that as you got to, near the market. Now, at the market, there's a lot of activity going on. Seems like people are buying stuff more than they normally are. And you see a sign up, and it says, market closed tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Well, shit.
How are we supposed to meet everybody if the market's closed?
We're not shopping. We're just going into a tent. So maybe it may not be that the place is going to be walled off. It's just going to be the shops themselves aren't open. We just got to get to a tent that's somewhere here in the market.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're probably closing it so people don't get in the middle of a big fight.
Right.
And also, you all notice off to the side, there is a, you see beggars and stuff all around the town. You notice that sitting sort of near the sign that says that the market is closed, you see a very young orc. And she's sitting on the ground, and her eyes are completely white and glazed over. And she has an old hat with like some copper coins sitting in it. And she's just sort of like, and she seems a little crazed.
Are you okay, honey?
And she looks around and she's, she's not answering you.
Okay. Do you need help?
What's wrong with her?
You're an orc. Do you know Brian?
Oh, God.
Well, that's racist.
Still no, funny.
She does not say that.
I fish out a gold piece and I put it in her bang and I say, now do you know Brian?
So when you say that, like I said, she was just like looking around. She's obviously blind. She then makes complete and total, and I'm going to throw up air quotes again, eye contact with you. Mm-hmm. She points towards a building that's nearby. And she says, the way out of your predicament lies inside. And as you look over there, you see a black cat walking into the door. The door is slightly open, and the black cat walks in the door, and the door closes behind it. And on the outside of the door, there is a huge, demonic-looking knocker. And that's where we're going to stop the show tonight.
Great.
Ooh, spooky.
Sure okay. Beats having to find a stone.
Okay. So before we leave, we're going to roll to see who's going to do the recap at the start of the next show. The very next show is going to be our Halloween special. So we are not going to do the recap for that. They're actually going to do it for the following one. We're just going to jump right into the Halloween special and go with it. So why don't you guys go ahead and roll and let's see what you get.
Got a 9.
Natural 1.
I also got a natural 1.
17.
Ooh, 4.
2 natural 1s?
Yep. I guess we roll so off?
We're going to do rollies. Have we done it with 2 natural 1s?
I don't think so.
It sounds like the way to go, right?
Are we going to do whoever has the highest, whoever has the lowest?
Hey, Chris,
you're the only one who considers it a winner.
Yeah, I got a 17.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so let's do whoever gets the lowest between you two.
All right. Roll again. 9.
9. Oh, Pebble. Pebble has won. Yay. So Pebble's going to do that for us next week. Whatever app you're listening to us on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Good Pod, whatever. Follow us and leave a rating and review, hopefully 5 stars. It's important to our growth. The higher rated a podcast, the easier it is to find it. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram @sometimes_ucrit. Facebook @sometimes_YOUCrit. Our website is sometimes youcrit.com. We have a Patreon, like I mentioned earlier. We have patrons. It's patreon.com/sometimesyoucrit. We have a Discord. You can find everything on our link tree. Get right to it. If you have questions you'd like to answer on air, send it. Our email is sometimesyoucrit@gmail.com. You can also DM us on Twitter or Instagram. Have a great evening, and we will see you next week for our Halloween special. So remember, sometimes you crit. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.